For ID the Future, this is David Klinghoffer. I'm guessing that biologist Larry Moran represents more than just his own opinion when he suggests that the upcoming Royal Society meeting might well be canceled rather than open, quote, a can of worms, close quote. The hotly anticipated confab, titled New Trends in Evolution and Biology, to be held November 7 to 9 in London, promises a high-level discussion of, quote, revising the standard theory of evolution, close quote. Organizer Dennis Noble, the distinguished Oxford University physiologist, speaks of, quote, replacing, not merely, quote, extending or, quote, revising, close quote, modern Darwinian theory. This is awkward, clearly, and another organizer has gone so far as to write to journalist Susan Mazur to ask her to stop calling attention to the prospect of a, quote, paradigm shift. That's the background. Dr. Moran writes, quote, it looks to me like the organizers of this meeting didn't think very carefully about the can of worms they were opening. When you have speakers like Dennis Noble and Jim Shapiro, you are just inviting trouble. When you try to lecture Susan Mazur about paradigm shifting, you are bound to regret it. I'm beginning to think this meeting isn't going to happen. The Royal Society is going to end up looking very bad, and there's no easy way to fix the problem, short of canceling the meeting, close quote. What a contrast that is with public opinion. A poll released over the recent July 4 weekend reports extremely broad public support, not for sweeping scientific dissent under the carpet, but for airing it in all its glory. One question asked, quote, rate your level of agreement or disagreement with the following statement. Scientists who raise scientific criticisms of evolution should have the freedom to make their arguments without being subjected to censorship or discrimination, close quote. Of respondents, 88% agreed, including young and old, Democrats and Republicans, theists and atheists. Another question, quote, rate your level of agreement or disagreement with the following statement. It is important for policymakers and the public to hear from scientists with differing views, close quote. On that one, 94% agreed, once again sweeping all demographic categories. Another question, rate your level of agreement or disagreement with the following statement. Disagreeing with the current majority view in science can be an important step in the development of new insights and discoveries in science, close quote. This one commanded 86% agreement, and yes, once more across all categories. To download the survey results, go to evolutionnews.org and search for the phrase survey results. Do you notice a trend? The American public, at least, wants to hear about scientific controversy. They believe publicizing differing scientific opinions is necessary to the advance of science. Some scientists, for example, Dennis Noble, also evidently think that, quote, scientific criticisms of evolution, close quote, should be openly discussed, that the public needs, quote, to hear from scientists with differing views, close quote, that disagreement among scientists, quote, can be an important step in the development of new insights and discoveries, close quote. But another group of scientists, it seems apparent, strongly disagrees. Writing at the Huffington Post, Susan Mazur gives the remarkable text of the email that she received from an unnamed Royal Society meeting organizer objecting to her candid reporting. It begins, quote, could I request that you stop referring to the forthcoming RSBA meeting, New Trends in Evolutionary Biology, and to the extended evolutionary synthesis, more generally, as in some way advocating a, quote, paradigm shift. Such language is both misleading. The vast majority of scientists working toward an extended synthesis do not seek revolutionary change in neo-Darwinism, and it is counterproductive. Such talk undermines calm scientific discussion by creating an unnecessarily emotive and antagonistic atmosphere, close quote. That's some gall. He is trying to direct the journalist in how or whether she informs the public that a major revision in evolutionary theory may be in the offing. Larry Moran isn't trying to quiet Susan Mazur, and I don't read his post at Sandwalk as a call to scuttle or censor the meeting. He is, I think, simply recognizing that a significant body of opinion among his colleagues would breathe a sigh of relief at such a move. They would welcome trying to put the worms back in their can. Moran is, quote, beginning to think this meeting isn't going to happen, close quote, because, quote, the Royal Society is going to end up looking very bad, and there's no easy way to fix the problem short of canceling it, close quote. He's probably wrong about what will happen. The PR that would accompany such a naked move to quash debate would likely be unacceptable, even to those who wish the meeting had never been scheduled in the first place. What will happen then? It's going to be messy and fascinating. Some will deny the significance of what happens, whatever happens. Many will downplay it. Others will report on it honestly, as we plan to do here. I'm David Klinghoffer for ID the Future.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute, 2016. For more information, visit intelligentdesign.org or idthefuture.com.